Good morning. My name is Marlena Sessions. I'm the Chief Executive Officer of the Workforce Development Council of Seattle King County. King County, Washington is obviously in the great state of Washington, and it's a big county. We have 2 million people, and our geographic area is about twice the size of the state of Rhode Island. We're about the 13th largest county in the United States. In King County, we want to make sure that using data, we can figure out the best places to site our services. And we can't spend a lot of money on bricks and mortar, or bricks and clicks, as we now call it, bricks and infrastructure, computers, resource rooms, those buildings and those walls where job seekers can come. So if we do put money into that infrastructure, we sure want to be sure that it's in the right place in our county. We want access for all job seekers. So looking at things like poverty, poverty levels, poverty trends throughout our big county is a really important indicator. We can look at past history of poverty. We can look at current situations of where low-income individuals with those kinds of barriers live now. But the other thing, as an example, that really the data shows us is poverty moves. And poverty moving over, say, as short a period of time as 5 years in terms of a trend or a pocket neighborhood or area within our workforce area. We use multiple data sources. For example, we use public data provided by the Washington Employment Security Department's Labor Market and Performance Analysis Office. We do purchase some data via economic modeling specialists and Chamora Economics. And having more than one data source really allows us that opportunity to compare different aspects of the labor market picture and different models for looking at the data.